Unless you work from home, chances are you spend from 7 to 9 hours away from your pets on weekdays. While you're gone, your furry buddies can succumb to boredom. Just like people, animals need mental stimulation to be happy. That's where enrichment comes in. Instead of spending the day staring at the door wishing you'd come home, your pet can engage in fun activities aimed at keeping them happy during your absence. Jesper from Premium Pet Supply says pet enrichment answers a need that was often bred into our animals.
We have a lot of animals and pets today that were working dogs. They're bred to be herding, hunting, tracking, and then we put them in our homes and we go to work for 8 hours a day and leave them alone, and they get bored and they have a lot of energy.
So what can happen if we don't provide enrichment for our animals? What can they resort to?
Obsessive behaviors, destructive chewing, destructive behaviors, anxiety, and the classic old getting run over by the dog when you walk home. They have too much energy left over.
So that you walk in the door and they're just a Mack truck headed straight toward you.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's talk about different types of enrichment. For example, there's food enrichment.
Food enrichment can simply be hiding the food and scattered throughout the room. You could scatter the kibble across the floor. You could be hiding it under furniture and couches and things like that, making your dog look for it. You can also place it in certain toys or designed to dispense food being rolled around, tipped over. There's also puzzles that have different kinds of mechanisms that the dog has to figure out. A lot of things you can freeze with food and treats inside of it. Most people don't think about that. You can actually put their dinner in with some carrots and green beans and freeze it in a toy and leave it out, and preferably in the kitchen so it doesn't make too much of a mess, but then the dog has something to work at.
Well, we're looking at a couple of things from a brand called Outward Hound. Treat Twister or Treat Chaser or Whirly Treat. Now, Whirly Treat, that's my favorite one. So you just put something in a ball and your animal will be entertained all day long?
Dogs naturally would forage for food in the wild, and that's how they would spend most of their day. Now when we come home, we give them a scoop of food. They're done in a couple of minutes and there's a lot of energy left over, so they can roll the ball around. And in some cases, they have to twist things to unlock things so they can get to the food itself.
Is any of this frustrating for the animal?
It can be. You should definitely start at level one. You should pick a toy that's easy for the dog to figure out. And some pets are different than others and figure things out faster. And then you can judge how your pet progresses and then go according to that.
Do you think you should test it out with you and your pet at home at the same time to see how your animal reacts to it?
Yeah, absolutely. If you have a dog that's prone to chewing up toys and is very destructive, then you have to be able to tailor a toy that would be indestructive or last longer for this type of behavior.
What about sensory enrichment? What can we do there?
The classic is to leave the radio or TV on all day long. There's now videos that are coming out that have specific sensory cues for animals. They are filmed according to how dogs would see. Dogs don't see colors the way we do, so they have tweaked the colors accordingly. They also have supposed light enrichments for animals. There's also available machines that have cameras and displays installed along with a device to display food or treats as you're talking to your dog over your phone.
Wait a minute. You call your dog up on your iPhone and you can trigger something so the dog gets a treat?
Absolutely. It would be like FaceTime for your animal. You could have it set up in the kitchen. The dog walks by and you get a little alert on your phone. You say hi to your pooch and give him a treat.
What about social enrichment?
Social enrichment could be taking your dog to doggy class.
Or doggy daycare.
Doggy daycare.
Is there a kitty daycare?
Not that I know of. Cats are a little predisposed to not liking other cats right away. They're a little bit more cautious. But there's several doggy daycares out there, and there's also people that do it in their homes. It just gives your dog a lot of time to play with other animals and interact, and can burn off a lot of energy. And just simply going once a week is usually not that expensive.
There are certainly videos out there for dogs and various things for dogs, but what about for cats? I mean, cats do spend an awful lot of time sleeping. Well, what are some ways we can add enrichment to our cats' lives?
With cats, the toys and feeding, it's essentially the same thing. Anything you could use for a dog, you could probably use for most cats as long as the size is appropriate. there's also videos for cats, and simply having an aquarium could also help. So it's a good reason to set up an aquarium.
But just make sure you have a lid on it so the cat doesn't decide to help itself.
Absolutely, and then you have to make sure it's sturdy too. I've had a cat fall through an aquarium lid before.
Oh no, was the cat okay?
Cat was absolutely fine. It was just drenched and a little sour.
Well, we like to give our animals chew toys because that can also help their teeth. But my concern is making sure that what we give them to chew on is safe, that we can walk away from and know that they're not going to splinter it and choke on it. Maybe like a rawhide chew might be something that we need to monitor our pet when we give them that particular chew. Is there a safe type of chew that would provide good enrichment for our animals during the day?
Sturdier chews like Nyla Bones and similar plastic chews are much sturdier and less likely to splinter, so those would probably be safer. Larger Kong toys would also probably be safer, but the thing is, too, you have to know how your dog is chewing. If you have a very destructive dog, it's probably not a good idea to leave him alone.
So how about having a robot around the house for the animal, a little R2-D2 or a little BB-8 to keep the animal amused?
I'm sure that's going to come to the market as robotics move along, but I would be afraid that the dog would chew up a $300 toy.
Do we ever consider using aromatherapy to help mellow our pets when we're away?
There are several products out on the market that are pheromone-based to help to keep your dog calm, and for cats, they come in plug-in and spray forms.
What about utilizing vertical space for our pets to keep them amused while we're at work?
For cats, that's extremely important. Cats like to sit high up and perch and look out over their kingdom. So providing a variety of places for them to get up on the wall or a high perch, it definitely helps with a lot of problem behaviors with cats.
What about training? Positive training, clicker training, reinforcement training. Is this part of making sure our animals are happy when we're separated from them?
Well, dogs overall like to be part of a pack structure, so giving them doing training and giving them a job and giving that kind of structure will help overall provide, make them feel safe and secure like they belong.
Maybe they could try and teach the cat.
Absolutely, you can always try.
That's Jesper from Premium Pet Supply in Bloomington. Sometimes the best enrichment is a buddy. Jesper advises if your pet gets lonely during the day, consider adopting another animal. Then the two of them will provide day-long enrichment for each other. If another dog is just the answer you're looking for, consider the Animal House Pet of the Week. It's Larry. This 4-year-old Australian cattle dog is quite an active boy and is ready to keep up with you and your kids. Give him love and give him exercise, and he'll reward you with his eternal devotion and furry cuddles like no other. You can find Larry at the Humane Society of Central Illinois. I'm Laura Kennedy.